Welcome to Viz City 2012. I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.
And I'm Terry Way. Today we are going over to a new gallery. Well, it's sort of new. It is called The Wave, and it is in the former site of the Voyer Gallery, which is at 547 Blair Boulevard here in Eugene. We're going to talk about a show called Amalgamations by Tracy MacPrang. We both saw it on opening night. Sandy, what were the highlights for you?
Well, the Whitaker was hopping on opening night. It's right next to El Pinche Taco, which has some great burritos. And we walked right on up to the gallery, which was really full. I loved her work, actually. First thing I saw was a huge mandala called The Seed of Life. I happen to really love mandalas, and she does a lot of work with shields and things that are round that has a lot of nature imagery mixed with feminine imagery as well. Did that go over well with you?
Yeah, I really like the work. I'm going to read a little quote about what she is dealing with. It says, Tracy's work is guided by studies and thoughts on sexuality, spirituality, anarchy, systems theory, and quantum mechanics in science, as well as the feminine nature, which is a huge task. But well, I think she really pulls it off.
Well, I think Tracy's an intellectual as well as a wonderful artist. There's no question about that. Most of this work, or a lot of it, was painted for her graduate thesis. She had a Master's of Fine Arts from the University of Colorado at Boulder.
Yes, she graduated in 2005, and I'm probably half of this show is made up of the series that she did. Some of them from that are the round shield type imagery, and then there's some very tall, almost monolithic imagery.
Vertical.
Yeah, and it's a tough thing to do, to use imagery to deal with the subject matters that she is, to pull it off in a fresh way, because there are certain images and certain symbols that are so overused, they're just code for, oh, okay, we know what that means. But she really is bringing a fresh approach to this whole thing.
Well, one of my favorites was one of those vertical paintings that you mentioned. It was called Philosopher's Stone. And again, she used what you might consider what I call a mature image, which is owl eyes, but they're very strong and beautifully done. They were framed by antlers, which also framed a centered image of the earth, which opens to a lower third of the painting, which is very much less defined. It's a landscape of water and volcanism. And the whole thing is very feminine. It's very earth-centered and very formally composed as well.
Yeah, the imagery is very tight. She doesn't cover every square inch of the canvas with imagery. Lots of breathing room, shall we say. And she also, many of her imagery, it looks as though you're looking through a kaleidoscope. They're segmented.
Yes, that's a good observation.
She incorporates like bone forms and anatomical forms and mushroom forms, and one blends into another. So it's almost like a Rorschach ink blot. You stand there and you start seeing one thing, and then it turns into another thing. She doesn't just hit you over the head with imagery of this is what I want you to think.
A couple places I looked very closely at what I thought was a bit of surrealism, but actually it was very biologically accurate. She says that her ideas, this is a quote, flow together to form an iconography visually based on, yes, indeed, biology, design, folk art, spiritual imagery. And all of that, again, she has great technique as well.
Yes, she does. Tracy will actually be in the gallery Wednesday, January 11th at 7 o'clock to do an artist talk. That's part of what Voyer Gallery did, and they are continuing that. That should be really interesting.
I imagine she has a lot of very smart things to say.
I think so. I think it'll be a really good event. Again, we're talking about the show at the Wave Gallery at 547 Blair Boulevard.
It's in the Whitaker, my neighborhood.
Yeah, Amalgamations by Tracy MacPrang. That show will be up through January 20th.
Okay, well, what are you looking forward to, Terry? What's coming up in 2012 for Viz City?
Well, I think we're going to encroach a little bit on the food guys on Sunday. We're going to go over to Olive Grand, and they have an opening on First Friday of February. We're going to get in on that. They're going to have art and a little tasting thing going
on. I'm a regular customer over there.
Okay.
I know I'm looking forward to the University of Oregon faculty show at the Jordan Schnitzer. That's on our list for the year.
And then a very interesting show held at Emerald Arts Center called the Plein Air Show. Very active groups in town that practice that particular art form, and that should be an interesting one as well.
And out at Lane Community College, I know the people at the David Joyce Gallery are busy putting up a show called Red, Red, the Color of Warm. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Should be an interesting year. Happy New Year to everyone.
Happy New Year to you, Terry.
This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
I'm Sandy Brown Jensen.